Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Dan Speck, Vice President of Technology R&D at Burward Group. Welcome to the program, Dan.
Thank you.
So, Dan, why don't you just start by telling us about Burward Group and your role as the Vice President of Technology R&D?
Sure. So, Burward Group, we're headquartered out of Chicago, Illinois. We've been in business a little over 20 years. We're a technology integration company. We've been working the past couple of years a lot with Google Cloud and helping our customers run workloads in Google Cloud.
Why are cloud services and understanding the underlying capability of cloud services important to your business?
We really help customers design and architect their applications or their workloads to run in the cloud. So having that deep knowledge of how the cloud operates and the underlying environments is important for us to understand.
When you started working with Google Cloud, can you tell me about what you were looking for in terms of a partner and why you settled on the instances that you did?
Sure. So we're looking for both performance and a lot of flexibility and then also security. So from the performance aspect, being able, in one of the use cases we work a lot with is researchers and wanting large-scale, high-performance computing on the cloud. And so we needed to be able to have good performance and really be able to scale out and do large parallel workloads. And then with that, we also needed good cost optimization while doing that, and then security. And so we looked at GCP, and it met all those criteria well.
When you looked at the types of performance gains that could be delivered, what attracted you to the C2 instance?
The newer processors, the ability to really right-size the fit of what we're doing from a job perspective onto the right-size hardware, and then just also the performance gains. They were announced last year, and during that announcement, we were running some genomics workloads for customer on Google Cloud, and it was just they took a couple days to run, and so we switched that over to the C2 instances, and we saw a pretty big performance gain. And so just really with the newer technology.
Now, those C2 instances, I believe, are based on the second generation Xeon scalable processors, which we introduced into the market last April. You know, what's interesting is you talk about the different types of workloads that are required for different types of cloud services. What do you see as the trend in terms of workload optimized services to address the full span of your customer needs?
We see a trend really making sure you leverage the cloud in the right way and also optimizing the cost of running your application or workload. So really being able to get down to, okay, is your application or workload CPU bound, memory bound, disk, et cetera, being able to really configure those dials to where you can best run your application has been important for our customers so that they can make the best use of their cloud investment. And within Google Cloud, you get a lot of that customization capabilities.
And what is the response from your customers been in terms of being able to deliver this improved performance?
It's been a great response. We have some customers running workloads on-premise, and then we switch those over to running in the cloud. And just being able to run it faster, for example, different research jobs, being able to run that faster, but then also not having to wait in line, so to speak, so that they can run their job or workload right when they want to run it, and being able to run it in parallel has just improved the user experience. And then also being able to use some of the other cloud services around it so that they can, for example, analyze the data within some of the Google tools as well as leverage other services in the cloud.
And when we look at your work with Google Cloud, why did you choose them to partner with, and how has that helped in terms of your collaboration with your partners and customers?
So some of the examples we talked about are we work a lot in the higher education space. And so we chose to work with Google Cloud because really they provide a good cloud to work with for higher education, how they provide funding in terms of different grants to different universities, how the technology itself embraces a lot of open source. And so that fits with a lot of what universities are working with. And then, like you talked about earlier, the pricing models, it's very cost effective to run Google Cloud as well as on the security aspects, being able to align to different security frameworks and compliance objectives like HIPAA That's important for a lot of our customers. And with Google Cloud, we can run it as a HIPAA-covered project.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this, Dan. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about what Birdwood is doing in this space, can you provide a URL for more information?
So if you go to birdwood.com, you can go to our website as well as on LinkedIn, search for Birdwood Group.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real delight.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.